is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. My guest today needs no introduction. You know him. He's hilarious. He's an actor. He's a comedian. He's everything. He's a podcaster. He's a radio host. My friend, Michael Yeo.
Hey, what's up, Heather? I'm so excited to talk to you. You sound so professional now. Like, you got it down, girl.
Oh, my God. You're so cute. Wait, I'm obsessed by your shelves.
Yes, I know. I love Jordans.
This is new.
No, it's not new. I just changed the background, but they're about to build me a new studio next week. So next time you check in, it'll look totally different from this.
Seriously. But it's still in your house.
Yes, it's in my house, but they're going to build me something cool. Like, it's going to be like a set. So they're going to.
I want a they.
Your background, you got a background.
Who's they? I want a team. What is that?
My friend has done sets for like big podcasts, and he's doing me a solid. He's driving everything into Las Vegas and going to build it at my house. It's going to take him like 3 days. So
that is very cool. It's funny. I was thinking the other day, because, you know, a lot of us talk about how nice it is to do our shows from home.
Yes.
I'm almost at the point where I need to leave.
You need to leave home?
Yes, I need to leave.
Well, I will say this. During the pandemic, you know, this is all married couples. You got used to someone being home. And then when it's time to go back to work into the real world, you need to leave home. And now you don't have to leave home. So you're still kind of stuck at home. So you're working, but you're not working because my kids can literally knock on the door anytime during this podcast and be like,
they knock?
Oh, yeah, because I locked the door, Heather.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. I had a conversation with, I probably shouldn't tell this.
Yes, you should.
It was like a whole story about, you know, do you and dad have sex in the house, like when we're here and not during the day though, right? Like at night, or do you lock the door? Like it was a whole thing. And then I realized we really don't have a lock on our door. Weirdly, I don't know why.
You gotta have a lock on the door.
Have your kids ever walked in on you having sex?
Well, no, they're too young because they're always around us. You know what I mean? So not yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a thing.
What's the thing?
I mean, it happens. My son, who's, you know, now 18, I remember we were in a different house. We did have a lock on the door then, and we locked the door, but there was another entrance to the room. But he literally, I mean, he was at like 5, 6. He had to walk downstairs and walk all the way to the other side of the house and up like this little side staircase from Terry's office all the way. It's like the longest journey. And all of a sudden he was there and it was like, oh my God.
He was 8 years old?
He was like 5, 6 years old.
Oh, okay. Well, he did he know what he was looking at or not really?
No. It was thankfully.
I thought you said he was 18 and he walked.
He's 18 like that. Now.
Oh, that would be really weird.
Yeah. Well, an 18-year-old knows to knock, you know.
Yes. Yes, that's not a kid. That's a grown man walking in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it is. And I don't even want to know what's going on in his room. So,
yeah, but our kids, man, I fought to sleep train them, but my wife won out. So literally they're in the bed with us or they'll fall asleep on the couch. So,
oh, that's the worst. You know what? No judgment on the sleep thing, because, you know, my kids all slept really well and I did sleep train them. And even though they did sleep well, like I got them on schedules, you know, I started with twins. So when you start with twins, you have to have a sleep schedule or else you are just, you never sleep as a parent. You're just constantly feeding and change. You have to have a schedule when you have multiples. And so I was always pretty adamant about it. But then my youngest didn't sleep. But we were having the conversation a few years ago, like, oh my gosh, with the monster spray and the weighted blanket and that, like all this stuff.
The monster spray, what is that?
Well, monster spray is very important when your child's afraid of monsters. So you.
Is it a water bottle?
Yeah, you get monster. It's Michael, it's monster spray.
Oh, okay. But it looks like water.
Well, it might, but I'm just saying it's monster spray. And you spray the whole room.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. And under the bed, it's a whole thing.
Wait, how old when the monsters come? Like, what age range are we talking about where they believe in that?
I mean, I think for Coco, it was like 8.
Okay. Okay. My son is 5 and 6, like 5.
Oh, he's almost there.
He's almost there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, but he manipulates. He'll be scared if he wants somebody in the room just to be with him, but he's not scared at all.
You know? Oh, gosh.
So all I got to do is offer him, hey, you want some gummy snacks or whatever, a fruit snack? He'll be fine in the room by himself. He just wants us around, which is great, but it's kind of like, yo, dude, go to sleep, you know?
I remember hearing someone say, I can't remember who said this, but they were like, we spend so much time teaching our children how to be alone. You have to sleep alone. It's really important that you sleep alone, 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 alone. And then we expect you to go find a person to spend the rest of your life with and sleep together for the rest of your life and never be alone in the bed again.
So we're saying we're ahead of the game. My family's ahead of the game.
You're done. Yeah, just say, look, we're just cutting out that middle period of time. It's fine.
You know, and I hear both sides. Like some parents are like, oh, the kid's got to sleep in the room because you get sleep. And I am that from that train of thought. But, you know, in a relationship, in a marriage, wife always wins because they're around the kids more. So you do what she wants, you know?
I think the only negative to that is that you have to be careful, I think, as a couple that – you're still a couple. And yeah, I know you and your wife are really close, but I think with other couples, I think the pitfalls of having kids in your bed at 6, 7, 8 years old is that how can you function as a couple and have private time and have time for sex and have time for conversations that they can't be hearing and all that sort of behind closed doors, intimate things. You really can't do that with them there. And I think it's hard for a lot of couples when their kids start growing up and they are leaving that then they don't even know their partner anymore.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. So, you know, it's a thing where we just moved into a new house. So we're setting up the kids' rooms. And once those rooms are set, they're back in their room. So this was just a transition for the kids going from LA to here to my son starting school. So
yeah, it's a lot.
You know, it's what's crazy is, our kids, even though they won't really feel the impact when they're older, like they went through a pandemic. Like my daughter right now, I feel is a little behind where my son was at the same age because she was a COVID baby. Literally, she was around no kids for a year and a half. You know what I mean? And so it's interesting to see when my son was around kids a little bit and then the pandemic hit. But my daughter is kind of like just a little bit behind on words and things like that because I believe she wasn't around other kids, you know?
Oh, yeah, maybe so.
You know, and even though we three talk a lot, me, my wife, and son, it's different when you're hanging out with people your age. Like they're just gaga-gooing in together, you know, saying little words, and they pick that up. Like my daughter just recently started just out of nowhere saying all types of words. And we're like, wow, this is crazy, you know, because you get worried at the beginning and then you're like, oh, they're going to be fine. It's just she was around no one for literally a year and a half.
I mean, I think and you and I have talked about this before, but I think the long-term effects of this is just so crazy. I mean, kids are really resilient. They bounce back. And, you know, my kids were obviously older than yours, but watching them go through it at their different stages, you know, elementary, and then there was a middle school, and then there were two in high school, was just bizarre to watch how they all changed during it. But I will say, like, on this side of it, I mean, in some ways for them emotionally, it's like it never happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in other ways, I think there are long-lasting effects, and some not great, but some kind of good. I mean, I think it brought our family a lot closer and it solidified the kids' relationships with each other in an interesting way. It also irritated each other a lot.
Well, I think people did the whole self-evaluation. You find out where you were and you made those changes during the pandemic and go, do we need to be here? Do we not need to be here? What can we change? I'm around now more. And now I have an opportunity to do my job from a different city where I can be home more and I don't have to work day to day. So that's a good move because I get to hang out with my family during the day and then I go perform comedy at night. I love it. This is my schedule I want to be at where I can see my kids grow. And then on the weekends here and there, I travel to go do stand up. You know, so I think that's why so many people moved during this time, because I feel that people were like, yeah, I don't need to be here right now. You know?
Totally true. Here's my another question for you. I was thinking, I was, before we got on here, I was online. One of my kids needs a new camp for next week. I mean, man, I'm going to tell you something. Listen, parents out there, when you make plans with other children, you have to stick with the plan, because some of us have schedules.
Yes.
And we plan around, okay, you want to go do this camp? All right, my child will do that camp with you. But then if said other child, and I'm trying purposely to be vague here, cancels for some reason, then my child has no one to go to camp with. It is a problem. So now I'm scrambling to find a new camp that would be acceptable for said child. Very annoying. But I started to think about your...
Wait a minute. You're trying to find a camp for the other kid?
No, for my kid, because this other kid canceled and my kid didn't even want to do this camp in the first place. And now the kid's looking at me like, really? I'm not going to that camp.
But who wanted them to go to camp? Did your kid want to go to camp, or did you want your kid to go to camp?
No, your kids have to go to camp. They can't sit at home and stare at a screen every day for the entire summer.
How long is camp? Because I'm not at this part now. Where?
Okay. It depends. Like, my kids have been, you know, various, all of them have been to sleepaway camps, which out here in California, where I grew up in New York, you'd go for the whole summer. Here, it's like 2 weeks. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. But mostly they do day camps here. Yes. And like, it's a surfing camp from 9 to 3, and it's for 5 days, and that's it. And then they move on. And, you know, we're traveling a little bit this summer. We have a wedding to go to. We're going to, you know, whatever, here, there, wherever. So I needed this camp next week. One of my kids is going to a summer program at Brown in Rhode Island.
Okay.
So I have to take her there this week at whatever. So and I need to then get everyone ready for this vacation. Anyway, so I, with 4 kids in work schedule, and I know you know this with your family too, even though maybe your wife does some of this, you plan it out in a certain way. So you know you have pockets of time to get things done. And I was planning for this child to be in camp. There's no camp.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Hey guys, if you need a subscription service that ships high quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month, and hello, of course you do, we all do, Care Of is your go-to. It's super easy. You take this short quiz. I love taking those quizzes, but they take this quiz about your lifestyle and your health goals, and they give you a personalized recommendation, which really, you know, helps eliminate the confusion and the overwhelmingness around finding a routine that actually works. You know what I'm talking about? When you go to a store, you go online, you're like, I don't know what I need. Care Of helps you start or add to a sustainable and enjoyable wellness routine aimed at helping you get real results by building healthy habits. Care Of daily vitamin packs, they're made of plant-based compostable film, so you can stress less about your impact on the planet. I love this. I mean, this is really amazing. This is like the best way to get all of your supplements, and each shipment comes with a customized booklet showing you exactly what's in your individual daily packs and why it's recommended specifically for you. So here's all you have to do. You go to takecareof.com. You're going to get 50% off your first Care Of order. 50% off. Go to takecareof.com and enter code Dubrow50. That's takecareof.com and enter code Dubrow50. You guys remember when I jacked up my leg and I was trail running and was right before I went on vacation? Well, it got me thinking, what if I got injured when I was on one of my trips and I needed emergency help? That's how I found out about AirMed Care Network Fly You Home. If you get hurt or sick and you're hospitalized more than 150 nautical miles from home, they will transport you to a hospital of your choice in a medically equipped private aircraft, and you won't have to pay a dime out of pocket for it. They've also completed more than 18,000 missions and have over 30 years of experience, so you can expect industry-leading care while recovering. Now, I know you're thinking this must be expensive, but it's as cheap as $134 a year for your entire household. And if you use code Heather, they're going to give you up to a $60 gift card when you join. So for all of you like me who love getting out there, I can't recommend enough the financial peace of mind you will feel with an AMCN Fly You Home membership. Just visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Heather today and get up to a $60 gift card with code Heather. Again, that's airmedcarenetwork.com/Heather and use code Heather.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's world.
I started thinking about it, and it's like for summer, all I think about and all I hear the other moms talk about is we want our kids to be outside.
Yes.
Right? Outside, fresh air, get in the water. But you live in Las Vegas and it's like 122 degrees. Do you just want to keep your kids inside?
No, and that's the thing. Like we will go to, like, they got this water park. Well, not water park. It's like a splash pad. You got the park, got sand pit. And it's really popular. So we hit that up between like 8 and 11 o'clock a.m. And then just make the kids get drained. And then they're kind of in this state of, oh, we're tired all day, so we're just going to chill. And then we'll take them on errands and stuff like that. But I was talking about getting my son into a camp. And, you know, a lot of the camps, when the weather is 110, 115, do you trust people to have your kids outside? And that, because a lot of stuff is, and that's why we're like, ah, man, I would rather him, like my son, we're finding out my son's super smart. So I was like, maybe he should be in like summer school. But my wife is like, but it's summer.
Oh my God,
like,
you're a tiger dad.
No, I'm not. No, it just gives him something to do though, besides sit around, you know?
No, I don't disagree with that.
And he loves it. He loves like learning. It's weird. Like, I'm not like that at all. My wife's not. He loves learning and doing crafts and all that stuff.
Well, I think it's great. And I think when they love something, you have to lean into that. That's super important. But I'll tell you a story. So my two of my kids, Max and Kat, they went to this school. I'm not going to say the name of the school, but they went to this school that was like for the gifted. All right.
Oh,
by the way, not all the children were gifted. I got But anyway, this is what it was. So we went to the school and we started when Max was like in second grade. Excuse me. And I remember saying to some of the moms, hey, what are you going to do with the kids this summer? Because to me, it's like second grade, right? So are they going to go to swim team? Are they going to go to volleyball camp or, you know, like what, you know, these little day camps they have, these fun things. And these moms were like kind of tiger moms. And they were like, you know, no, they're going to go to writing camp and this camp. It was all academic camps all summer. And I'm not so sure the kids were completely on board with all this, but there is this sense in these days and times in which I think is why there's so much pressure on these kids that they just have to be so far ahead of the pack that they're so worried they're not going to be ahead or they're going to get behind, that that's what they do. I know from
Go ahead. No, I want you to finish because I have
My experience. Now, like you, I have some kids that are really into it. Katarina, this summer, like I said, she's taking her summer. And I said to her, take an easy summer. You just finished your freshman year of high school. You got all A's. You're great. Have fun. And she applied to all these programs on her own, got in. So she's doing, and she loves writing. She loves film. She's doing 2 weeks at Brown. She's doing a week at Columbia. She's like a camp counselor at this special camp, all these things but from her that she really wanted to do. And I'm all for that. But I also feel like there's this balance of they have got to relax and chill and have fun, and you can't force them to do things that they don't want to do, because I've now seen with my two oldest ones that are going off to college that probably none of it mattered.
See, and here's what I've learned in my short time of being a parent. It's more about you're not pressure is the wrong word, but you see if your kid is advancing something. You want, now there are different ways to highlight that special thing they can do. Whether it's they're a writer. Oh, we can put them in writing camp. When I was growing up, they didn't have specialized things you could be in. You know, now if you find your kid has a talent, you expose that talent and you kind of lead them towards that. It's like so if you find out your kid is great at golf and then he's smacking the ball at 4 years old, you're like, we're going to play golf. He may not want to play golf, But I feel like parents are kind of pushing their kids in certain directions because they find out they're gifted. And we're like, and I think about if my parents did that when I was younger, and because I was really good at sports, maybe I could have made the pros, you know. And I in my head, I'm going, oh, wow. If I know my son, Michael, when I was a kid, was a great quarterback, we could have put him in quarterback camps. Right. And he liked it. So I think the pressure of, wow, this dude is gifted, I don't want him to miss out on something that could be big for him, is the big pressure. And to me, it's not even about competition with other kids. It's more about, oh, am I doing you wrong by not pushing you towards something you're already good at?
Yeah, well, that's a very good mindset. And that's the same kind of mindset I have. I agree. When your kid is good at something, you promote it. I mean, partially because you want them to have every advantage and you love them. Partially because, look, you know, any edge you have to get ahead and be able to get into the better school and you know, open doors for yourself is fantastic. I mean, look, if you were great at sports and it led you to a better university, even if you didn't want to play pro, that was your edge and you used what you have. I agree with all of that. But you have not been exposed yet to the, my children are brilliant and talented at everything set of parents yet.
Oh, see, I don't think I ever will because I can't deal with people like that.
It's so weird, Michael. It's like I'm very honest about my kids. Like, you know, they're great. I got really lucky. They're great kids. They really, really are. But like, are all of them geniuses? Are all of them musically gifted? They each have their own like little thing and we'll see what happens with them. All I care about is that they're happy. You know, I don't really care, but there are these parents out there that need their children to be like Olympians.
Well, because I feel that those parents, they missed out on something in their life and they're trying to project that onto their kids.
Totally. Yes.
And that's what it is. It's like, I couldn't go pro, but you're going pro because now there's more available for you to go pro. Where my thing is like, I don't want my kid to lose out on something they may be special at. You know, right. If they go pro or not, regardless, like my son loved golf from 3 to 4 years old. No, he could care less about it. He'll go out in the backyard, hit 10 balls, but I don't push him towards that because I'm not going to have him do something he doesn't want to do. Like he loves soccer, but once it got hot, he didn't like soccer anymore. You know, he was like, I'm done with this. One thing he loves right now, though, is hockey. So I've never played hockey in my life. This dude, the first time on the ice, was skating around and the teacher was looking at him. He's never skated. I was like, no, he is so naturally. And I'm being that parent. But as far as sports, he's just gifted. My wife was an All-American. I played college sports. So he's gifted in that. But it's interesting where I hear parents brag about their kids being gifted. Then they show me a video. Yeah. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, your kid looks like every other. Like, yeah, I don't want to say it, but you're like, dude, this is horrible. What are you talking about?
That's so funny. I love hockey. So at my son's school, when he was, I don't know, maybe like in fourth grade or something, they had a street hockey thing. So, you know, not on the ice, obviously. What do you call that? Not floor hockey, like street hockey.
Street hockey, yeah.
They would play. And it was sponsored by the Ducks, which is an ice hockey team.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the Ducks. And they ended up building, there's a street hockey league in the area. And they ended up building like this court at their school. It was really cool. And then his whole team ended up transitioning to ice hockey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I loved when he was in ice hockey. And I'm going to tell you what. It's short.
It is
timed. There are periods and then it's over. Unlike, forgive me, and I love baseball. I like going to a baseball game. That is the longest game in history. Yes. And when you have children playing it, it's longer. It is torture. And especially when the kids start pitching. Oh my God. My favorite day was the day my son quit baseball.
Why is that? So you don't have to go to games anymore?
I didn't have to go anymore. I hated it. I loved, though. I mean, I love watching him.
Yes. But,
like, hockey's a cool sport. Like, it's fun. It moves. It's like, you know, it's cool to sit there on the ice and watch. And it,
yeah,
fast, you know, like basketball's fast. Yeah. Baseball is slow.
Low. Yeah. So is golf, though.
Yeah, but golf isn't really like a spectator sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one's, you know, I know in professional golf, people stand like in one particular.
I don't know why they do that. That seems like such a waste of time to me. I would be bored out of my freaking mind. But whatever.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Well, you guys know, Terry and I love to work together. We love to hike together. We just love to be together. But I don't know if you know this story. When Terry and I were dating, we'd go on these hikes and we'd talk about, you know, how many kids we wanted to have, where we thought we'd live and all this. But that it was on one of those hikes that we created our health and beauty line. I cannot believe it's been 7 years since we launched our first product. It is a complete internal, external approach to health and wellness and beauty. I have to say, one of my absolute favorite products is our Champagne Beauty Lift line. I mean, lift and tone and tighten without drying. Are you kidding me? And you guys, the ingredients are ridiculous. Champagne, gold, black truffle, caviar. I mean, is this, you know, lunch at Chateau Dubrow? I wish. Now I'm mildly hungry, but no, it's not. What it is all those incredibly expensive ingredients from the south of France in that whole beauty line that lifts and tones and tightens. It creates this web to do all that fabulous tightening. Plus, it gives your limbs this beautiful sheen. Oh my gosh, you guys are going to love this. Go check it out. And I'm going to give you a coupon code. You're going to love this. Consult, as you know, is doctor formulated and Heather approved. All you have to do is go to consultbeauty.com. That's an E at the end, not a Y. CONSULTBEAUTE. Consult Beauty with an E. Consultbeauty.com. We're going to give you 30% off your purchase when you use the coupon code Heather30. You guys, consultbeauty.com. CONSULTBEAUTE. The code is Heather30. I know so many of you love our products. I'm giving you 30% off. Go stock up. This is the moment.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
But going to what you're saying, what's cool about where my son is skating, it's where the Golden Knights, the big hockey team in Vegas, practice. So it's almost
that arena is amazing.
Yeah, we're in their practice facility, but the arena is amazing. And hockey's a big deal up here. So it's really cool.
Because it's hot. Everyone wants to go inside. That's what I'm saying.
And it's like 40 degrees in there and you come out from 100. Oh, it's the best. I go, that's the sport I will go with my son every time because I know I'm not going to be hot. My son is like me. I don't function well when I'm super hot. Like now, the older I get, I'm just like, my body can't take it. It just starts just like, I don't know. My skin hurts now when the sun hits it too much. It's weird. I'm falling apart, Heather. That's what I'm saying. Falling apart, Heather.
You're falling apart. Wait, but your son just graduated kindergarten, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
now he's going into real school.
Yeah. So that means he's going to be gone from like 8:30 in the morning to 2:30. And it's going to be interesting to see how my wife deals with that. Cause she's so like, they're so close. You know, like I'm second always to my wife with him, but my daughter, sometimes I'm first, but my son is, if mom's around, he's all over her. And I'm like, if she's sleeping or she's at the store, that's when he hangs out with me. So
that's so funny. He's such a mama's boy.
Oh, not. And I was wondering, is it because like when he was, you know, since he was the first child, he got both of our love so much and mom was always around. And I was thinking about our daughter. It's no matter how much you try to treat them equally, the second will never get as much attention as the first one did when they were alone, you know, because you got two. Yeah. So there's no way you could give like our daughter, at least the same attention we gave Oliver for the first 3 years of his life before she was born. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You know what's cool though? She'll get it in the back end. So my sister and I are like 16 months apart or something like that. And so when she left for college, that was the first time like I was alone. Right? Because we were always together. And that was kind of cool because I don't think my sister remembers the first year and a half, if you know what I mean. But I remember the last year and a half. I don't know. It's so different for me because I started with twins. Having two at once was like having 10.
Yes.
I had never even held a baby before. And all of a sudden I had two kids, two babies, and it was like insane. So when I had the third, it was like having a teddy bear. I was no big deal. And the fourth one, I mean, I didn't even have a diaper bag. I would like what I could have a clutch with me. I'd have nothing. I'd throw one diaper in there and just keep going.
I remember, like with our first child, we read every book, everything. Our second one, no books, no nothing. It's just like, oh, I know it's not the baby's not going to break. We know what to do. You know, it's very funny how, and the baby industry makes a killing off that first time parent. Because they know you're going to read every article. You're so scared because you're bringing a life in. And then the second one, you read nothing. Nothing. And like, you don't even prepare. you're just like, all right, it's coming. Let's go. You know?
When we had the fourth child, I didn't even baby-proof the house. I was like, listen. Survival of the fittest at this point, because we were living in this house that we had built. We had built this house. It was on the show. So we had this big double staircase.
Yeah.
We're living down here in Newport, but we had this big double staircase. So I would have had to put gates, like four gates, two top, two bottom. I was like, I just can't. Just don't let that one go down the stairs. Like it was what it was. The kid's fine.
Still well, I'm excited because our daughter is reaching that age where now she won't just fall off a couch. And that's very exciting to me because my son is past that level. He has all his senses. He'll still act, you know, like insane sometimes, but he knows not to run into the street. He knows not, like my daughter is just getting out of that stage where, you know, where you take him to the kiddie playground and you got to watch him down the slide because
you got to stand there. You got to stand there with your hands up because at any moment they're going to go flying out of a hole.
Oh, yes. Because, you know, I don't even know why they make playgrounds for kids that are that young where they have this open slot where they're just walking and they could just fall.
That? And then they're like ducking and weaving and running under the structure so that they don't fall out of the hole.
And the thing that annoys me the most is when you got these 13-year-old kids playing on a playground for 5-year-olds. And so that makes me so mad. I'm like, Yeah. And they're trying to act cool because they can do everything on it. It's like, you're trying to impress 6-year-olds? Dude, loser. You're a loser.
Totally. I do feel bad, though. I mean, your kids are pretty close in age. And I don't know if you guys are planning on having more, but like by the time.
No, we're not ever. No.
We weren't either. Number four was a surprise. But by the time we got to number four, it was like, I feel like, you know, your children don't always get the same, even though we're the same parents, they don't always get the same experience. Because with my first two, I mean, I went from being a full-time working person to a full-time stay-at-home mom. Like I was bored out of my mind. I was constantly like going and doing stuff. I mean, I always say I peaked a long time ago. Now I'm like, you want to go shopping? Like there's no playground. There's none of that.
See, that's the thing. I'm... You know, it's weird because my friends are like, no matter what age they get, there's always a different set of problems. Like my daughter's problem is I'm just trying to get her from not falling off something. My son, it's more of like, what am I going to do with them? What I'm going to put him in? What is he too bored? Because sometimes I feel like when I'm sitting there on the couch with my son and we're just watching a movie, I go, am I failing him right now? Because he's not doing something productive. You know, it's this weird pressure we put on ourselves. It's like, maybe I could be better and maybe I should be taking him out more to do things. And then you find out when you do, he's like, I don't want to do that. So then you spent this money on stuff and then you're like, I just wasted all this money to take you somewhere and you don't even want to do it.
They just want to hang out with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw this mall and this is so ridiculous. Someone posted a picture. There's this mall near us. It's not that close, but they have this thing. So you know that claw machine that you spend way too much money on that never picks up a toy? So it's the big claw, and you take the lever and you move it around, and then it goes and it goes down and picks up an animal, or it doesn't usually. Okay. They have a human one where you lay on this thing and it lifts you up and drops you in the middle of the stuffed animals and you pick them up and then you're the claw.
What?
Yes.
That's insane. Did you do it?
No, I'm dying to do it, but I can't get any of my kids to go with me. I'm like, this is going to be so fun. They're all looking at me like, no.
What's the place called? I want to look this up.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I thought that was so cool. I loved it.
Terry won't go with you?
Well, maybe if I get him stoned, he'll go. What happened? I read somewhere that you had like someone pretending to be your assistant and contacting people.
Yes.
What the heck was that about? What happened?
You know what's weird is, like, after my special things start to really take off and like...
Yeah, by the way, congratulations. I mean, it's so good. You've made such a huge impact.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's one of those life-changing things. Like, I just met with some super big producers and we're working on some things just from the special. And it's a blessing. But when that comes, and just like, you know, you get more attention on you and then more scams come your way.
Right.
Like, this is like the third scam where my friends will just text, did you start a new account? Did you do this? Did you do that? Like, no. So, I mean, I'm sure you've gotten it too, where people pretend like they're associated with you and then they try to get stuff out of other people, you know?
Who knows? It could be going on right now. It probably is. But what happened? So it was
I had like five friends send me this screenshot of this girl. And I'm like, well, why would you even like believe that anyway? She had no followers, or you know what I mean? Like, you could tell it was a fake account, but she was asking people for their info because Michael wanted to do something. I wanted to do something with them and they were my friend. So this has happened like three other times and it's just very weird. It's happening to me, but it also happened to a couple of my celebrity friends too, from the same person. So
did they catch her?
I don't think so, because it's Instagram. Everything's fake on there. You know, we reported it, but they're not going to catch who actually did it because it's a fake account. So it's a thing where, like, my friend just got scammed the other day from, now listen to this scam. This is something I've never heard of. So they were flying Spirit Air, and maybe that's why they got scammed. But they were flying.
Problem number one.
One, right? They were flying Spirit, but they were online changing a flight, and then a pop-up from the Spirit Air pops up and goes, oh, your flight has been canceled. You need to call this number and rebook it. Plus there's an extra fee, blah, 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 blah. So she calls the number that popped up on the actual Spirit Air website.
Right.
They picked up Spirit Air. How can we help? They charge you like bag for extra baggage and things like that. She hung up the phone, got the credit card report. Like, because, you know, she has it like me where it pops up and it was Spirit Air, not Spirit Airline. And she calls Spirit Airline and go, hey, did y'all just charge me for this? They go, oh, no, you got scammed. Like, now it's like where they can do pop-ups on like real websites. That's scary.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
I've always been obsessed with great looking teeth, white teeth, good breath. I mean, is there anything more disgusting than talking to someone and they have terrible breath? The harmful bacteria and toxins live in your gums. It's so gross. That's what gives you the bad breath. It's embarrassing. It's gross. And that harmful bacteria and toxins, they threaten tooth and gum loss, and even worse, severe health issues like your heart's health. But there's this cool product, Guru Nanda. It's the most natural and effective way to pull toxins and bad bacteria from your mouth. It's so easy. All you have to do is shake the bottle, pour it into this little cute measuring cup Guru Nanda gives you. You swish it between your teeth for 2 minutes. You can work up to more minutes, which will give you faster, better results. Don't swallow it. Spit it out. rinse and brush. I mean, this is the easiest thing. It's America's number one pulling oil. Freshen your breath. Simple, natural, proven. The right oral care is crucial to your overall well-being. Guru Nanda is offering something special for our listeners. For a limited time, you can save $3 off each bottle purchased exclusively at Walmart. To redeem, grab your Guru Nanda pulling oil at Walmart and check out using the 51 Savings app. And that's not all. Guru Nanda also likes to treat his friends, so he's giving away $500 gift cards. Just go to Guru Nanda, G-U-R-U-N-A-N-D-A, GuruNanda.com/win for your chance to win a $500 Walmart gift card.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's world.
So imagine you're on Nordstrom's or whatever website you're on, and you're about to buy something, and then you get a pop-up saying, oh, we got to sell, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's my thing is I have certain numbers for, like, I fly Delta. So I have a certain number for the people I talk to at Delta.
Right.
I will hardly ever book thing online unless it's on my phone with the app that I know I'm in the website.
Yeah.
I'll never, never just call a number that pops up on
that
my
phone. That is so scary.
But it looked legit.
I've gotten things in the mail for like an LLC I have or something. And you have to read everything. Like you think it's a tax thing or whatever.
Oh,
then you look at it and it's not. It's like you have to read. It says this is not from the government. This is, and you're realizing they want you to like sign things over to them. It's so ridiculous.
I'm at the point now where I've actually missed a bill because they kept sending me this. It looked fake. And
yes,
Yes. So here's what mine happened. It was Spectrum. I moved here and I thought I turned in a piece of equipment and they kept calling me and sending me this weird letter. And it didn't even look real. And plus, the thing is, I know I turned this piece of equipment in, right? So
right.
It went to my credit report. And then I finally called Spectrum and go, yo, you charged me for this and I turned this in. And they go, oh, you did. Oh, our fault. So I thought I was trying to be scammed. So it's hard to even believe mail anymore because there's so many scams going on, you know?
And you get so few things in the actual mail that's weird too.
Yes.
So I had someone steal my identity a few years ago and it was super weird because they only, I mean, I guess they know me because they only went to Neiman Marcus. They had a driver's license and they had all of my information, social security number, like all my information. What was weird though, was they went to these random ones, but they went to Beverly Hills and they must've had some inside person. Cause it was all like in the lingerie department. And so they must've had some person that works there that called the other stores or whatever. And anyway, I ended up getting like, I think is it called LifeLock? Do you know what that is? Have you heard of that?
I've heard about that. Yeah.
I got LifeLock that locks up your life basically. And protects you and lets you like pings you if anything weird is going on.
Uh-huh.
But they were saying, oh, and they also then charged at Target and here they opened up credit cards or they tried to open up all these other credit cards. And it was all like within a 3-day period. And what they were telling me was, cause I had to do police reports and like all this, it's such a hassle. But they said what these people do is they get your information. They do as much as they can in 3 days and they throw everything out and they disappear.
Yep. Yep. And they never got caught. You probably never heard anything, right?
Nope. Nothing. But at least they did. What was weird was I had gotten the only reason I noticed was because I got a bill for Neiman Marcus that was like, I hadn't been there. And I was what's that? And it was like $10,000.
So did LifeLock give you an alert before that happened or no?
I didn't have them then.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And so I was like, what is that? And I started looking at it and then going farther and farther and farther and found out all the stuff. But okay, so that was bad, but I got it all locked up and it's fine now. But in a funny way, with this mistaken identity thing, what I do find very amusing sort of, is that on Twitter, people start these parody accounts. Have you seen these?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there's a few parody accounts for me, but one in particular has my name and it's like a version of my name, but they use my photo and everything. And it's okay. Cause this person, like sometimes people start these parody accounts and they're mean. And yeah. I don't like that because, you know, if you want to be funny or say like controversial things, okay, but let's not spread hate and whatever.
Absolutely.
So there's this person that has this account, but like, if you looked fast, you would think it was me. And people, even former cast members, will look at things this person says, this parody account, and start arguing at them, thinking it's me.
Oh, I have a friend. Now, I don't want to get political at all, but he's a movie critic, and his name is Kevin McCarthy.
Okay.
So, which is this huge Republican, right? So people send him the most hateful tweet. And what, how he'll reply is with a movie about something they're talking about. Like, you know, you could be like something about death. And this guy goes, actually, the Green Mile was a great movie about death.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, so this guy gets threatened all the time. But those parody accounts, sometimes they're great. Sometimes they're great because the good ones will make it comedy and kind of talk like you and use your voice on like hot topics, you know, and they kind of nail it, some of them.
Well, so in Housewives world, they'll make comments on what's going on the show as me, but in a snarky, bad way. And it's, I mean, like I said,
it's funny or no?
Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's mean, but I just think it's hilarious when other people react to it and start fighting with the parody accounts because they don't realize it's.
Well, let me ask you this. On the parody account, have they ever said something super snarky and you were like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I won't deny that.
Exactly.
So funny. Okay, Michael, hold it right there. You guys, we're out of time for today. We're going to pick this up tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. You guys have a great day. If you have a second, go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review and say what you love about Heather Dubrow's world. We will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Thursday and Friday on Podcast One, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And please make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a lovely 5-star rating. Go to Apple Podcasts and say how much you love Heather Dubrow's World. See you next week.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.